Thanks for the invitation. Yeah. I'm a final year PhD student at UC Berkeley. Today, the title of my talk is Convex Polytopes for the Central Degeneration of the Affine Grassmannian. So, I mean, those are some of the convex polytopes that show up in my research, and I will explain what they mean during my talk. So overall, I work at the intersection of geometric representation theory and like geometric long-lens mathematical physics and combinatorial algebra geometry. So I do play a lot with lots of combinatorial objects. And so the motivation of this came from came from number theory. So I think Shimura varieties, they are very difficult objects to, and I think this degeneration that I'm going to talk about, they show up in the local models of Shimura varieties, and which is a linear algebraic model for the Shimura variety. So, and another motivation of this is from geometric representation theory, because Gaze-Gray, it's called central degeneration because Gaze-Gray constructs a nearby cycle functor from the category of geoequivariant perverse sheaves on the affine Grassmannian to the category Iwahori equivariant perverse sheaves to the center of the Iwahori equivariant perverse sheaves on the affine flag variety. So that's some of the motivations. And another motivation came from Schubert calculus, but in the affine setting. Yeah. So anyway, okay. Can I have this up? Yeah, no, Okay, good. Okay, so let me start by quickly introducing the objects. So let G be an algebraic group, and we will focus on the case when G is GLN or SLN, yeah. Okay, and then we fix a Borel subgroup, maybe with the standard Borel, and then T is the maximal torus of G, so like all the diagonal matrices, yeah. N is a unipotent subgroup of B, and yeah, and also NW is like a conjugate of N by an element of the Wahl group. The Wahl group, yeah. Okay, and also just K is the field of Laurent series, yeah. And O is the ring of power series, yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry, it's just notation, I mean. And then D is the spec of O, yeah. The so-called formal disk, yeah. And then D star is a spec of K, yeah, the formal puncture disk. Okay, so GK and it's the so-called loop group. I mean, it shows up in lots of physics. So this is the group of, so let's in the setting matrix groups. This is the group of matrices with entries in Laurent series, yeah. Okay, and so there's a very important subgroup GO that sits inside of GK. So these are matrices with entries in as power series. And one more subgroup. So Iwahori is the subgroup A in GO. A is in the pre-image of the evaluation at zero map. B, yeah. So basically, you should think about the Iwahori as the analog of Borel in G. Iwahori is like a Borel subgroup of the loop group, yeah. And there's a map from GO to G by evaluating T at zero, and Iwahori is a pre-image of B. Okay, so the affine Grassmannian. Um, is the quotient just GK mod GO. Yeah, okay. And it has a modular interpretation. Let me call this GR. So GR is rho G and then phi. So rho G is a principal G bundle. On D, and phi is a trivialization of rho G on D star. Yeah, so it's a module. This is a modular interpretation. Okay, so the an affine flag variety. Okay. Is the quotient GK mod Iwahori. Yeah, so it's just like the ordinary flag variety is the quotient of G mod B. And it's the, I call this, so its modular interpretation is all this data plus a B reduction at the point zero, yeah. So it's the data for the affine Grassmannian plus a B reduction of rho G at zero here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And also because I work a lot with toric geometry, I should mention that there's a action of T, the maximal torus T of GTX on both of the affine Grassmannian affine flag variety. And the t-fixed points, in the first case, are indexed by the co-weight lattice. And so, and in the second case, they're indexed by the affine wall group. Do I need to say more about those or no? Okay. Okay, so now let me very quickly introduce the global version. Can I keep going this way? Oh, okay. Okay, so the definition I'm about to give works for any curve, but I'm just going to fix a curve to be A1 for simplicity. C is A1. So A1. Okay, so I'm going to talk about a global version of the affine Grassmann affine flag variety over A1. So where all the general fibers, so FL A1, over when restrict epsilon naught zero, it's an affine Grassmannian times G mod B. It's a trivial bundle. It's a direct product. And then when it's epsilon equal to zero, it's going to be the affine flag variety. Okay, so I'm going to describe how this is done. So, the FL A1 is the modulized space of L and F. Let me see my road. It's epsilon and then rho G. Where's mine? Okay. Phi and phi. Okay. So epsilon is a point in A1. Yeah. And rho G, it's a principal G bundle on my curve, yeah. On C, and phi is it's a trivialization away from my epsilon, yeah. C trivial bundle, yeah. And finally, this phi, it's a B reduction rho G at zero, yeah. Of A1, yeah. So as you can see, when epsilon is not zero, you have all the data of the alpine Grassmannian plus this B reduction at zero. But when epsilon is zero, then you get the... This definition was introduced by Gaisgry to construct his, like, the central sheaves. And yeah, what I usually, also there's a very concrete combinatorial model of this affine Grassmannian, this global affine flag variety, which I play with a lot. So let me just quote the type A lattice picture. So this this FLA1 is the moduli space of an L and the F. Let me fix my group in this case to be GLN. So my L, So L is a rank N O module in this vector space V in KN. So this is an infinite dimensional vector space over C and then OX on it. So L is, it's a module basically. And then F is a flag. And also I need epsilon, So for each point of, in A1, I have this data. L is this, F is a flag in L quotient by T minus epsilon L, which is Cn. Let me just show a give a very quick example of what kind of object L is. It's very concrete. So let's say in the case of n equal to 2, my vector space is E1, E2 is the standard basis. So I have all these dots for different degrees of t. This is degree 0, degree minus 1, minus 2. So let's see, for example, I can construct, I can pick these two generators to be an O module. So so T minus 2 E1 O direct sum with E2 O is an example of L. So in fact, the affine Grassmannian is the space of all this kind of lattices in the type A case. Because I spend lots of time playing with this. So any questions? This is still introduction. No? Can I move on? So I have a family of, in this case, in schemes over a curve. And so it's very natural to ask how, what happens when we basically, what's the limit, let's say, if we start with some kind of interesting schemes in the general fiber, and then what happens when it, like when we take a family, because all the general fibers are isomorphic, so what happens when we take closure at a special fiber? So I call this degeneration the central degeneration. Let me just very quickly define. So the central degeneration is the the flat degeneration of some T invariant schemes in the general fiber. Can I keep going down or in the general fiber In this case, I'm going to pick the affine Grassmannian, but not times G mod B, but just times the identity. So I get a degeneration from the affine Grassmannian to the affine flag, right? Yeah. In the general fiber to the special fiber, yeah, to the special fiber, the affine flag, right? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grassmannian, mm-hmm. that represented, on which they build the algebra, and you could try to bring them to the origin here.
I'm not so sure. So you're saying that they.
One could apply the sort of general procedure that they do both to GR or to FL.
I see. You mean the construction of
yes.
Nakajima Finkelberg and
then you get the
I see. And their construction to the to FL.
Then you get a map from object in GR to object in FL that is the generation.
I'm not sure, yeah, if that. So on the level of sheaves, I mean, there's a map from sheaves on the general fiber to the sheaves on the special fiber. I'm about to mention that. Okay. Yes. It's some kind of complexes of sheaves called perverse sheaves. Okay. Let me very. Yeah, just I think historically I mentioned the degeneration. Sorry. Yeah. So I think in geometric representation theory, what happens is you have a global group scheme. Yeah, just previous work. Yeah. Yeah. So you have a global group scheme. Yeah. I think what it does is it maps. I think it's the jets. So basically, what this does is for each open set near a point that isn't zero, it maps the open set to G, and then when it's close to zero, it maps the open set to G, but maps the zero to B. So then that global group scheme acts on this. So which means that on each fiber, on each general fiber, it's like GO, but on the special fiber, because we want the zero gas map to B, so it's Iwahari. So GO orbits, like, let's say GR lambda. So it's labeled by like dominant co-weights. It gets under this, degenerates to a union of Iwahari orbits here. Yeah. So I alpha. So alpha is less than or equal to W lambda for some well group element W here. Yeah. So that would be work. And then on the sheaf, so this is the work of Xinwen Zhu here. Yeah, so I mean, he used this to prove some fancy conjectures in number related to Shimura varieties. And I think what Gaisgri did was, so because I have this global group scheme, so I think he has this nearby cycles functor. Can I keep going down? Okay. What's a good notation for functor, maybe? Phi. Phi from the perverse sheaf, geo-equivariant perverse sheaves, yeah. On the affine Grassmannian, yeah. And then he showed that this actually maps into the center of the other category, center of the Iwahori equivariant perverse sheaves, yeah. Yeah. So that's the Gaze Guri's work. I think it depends on, it's important that in this family geo orbits, we have a global group scheme, yeah. So that on each general point, it behaves like geo, and on the special point, behaves like Iwahori, yeah. Yeah, and that's the some historical background, yeah. Okay, any questions? Yeah. Okay, now let me quickly talk about some of the things I have done. Yeah.
There's some convolutional operation.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. This is a functor on the tensor category, so it respects convolution.
So it's going to mean points together on A1.
Yes, yes, yes. I think it respects convolution, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Can I think about what you have as a module for this?
What I have...
Category for this?
What is a module category for this?
I mean, so here you have something where you have to take two generic points and you bring them together, right?
Yes, yes.
So you have something where you have a place where you have a connection to the flag,
yeah,
to the Borel, and you're bringing a point there.
Yeah, I think there are two different A1s here. I think here I have, because your convolution here, there's, you are bringing two points together here and also here. So we have an A2 here actually. We're on one hand degenerating this, but on the other hand, there's convolution going on each of the, yeah.
A2 is a formula.
We have an A2 here, not.
So this convolution is not a degeneration of.
It's not the same degeneration. It's.
Does it happen on the same plane?
Do they? Do they have? What? Do they have on the same A2?
The same A1.
Same. I guess not. I'm not sure. Yeah. It seems to depend on a different parameter. I'm not sure at the moment, yeah.
No, I think it's fine, sorry.
Maybe I can ask you more later. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Even if it happens on a different A1, there is a commutativity, a compatibility of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a convolution of things on FL and a convolution of things on GR.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this functor preserves convolution. Yeah, it's
a... Like the functor that you...
Yeah, the functor Gaze Guri has, yeah.
No, and I think you're also going to define some.
Oh, no, no, no. What? No, no, no. I mean, no, I...
Sorry, I should let you go.
No. What I define is the geometric version of this. Yeah, yeah, it's a degeneration, and he, yeah, and no, it's because this is like the degeneration of geo orbits, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to define the degeneration of some other stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let me define something else. Okay. So just in the case of geo orbits, the construction of this global group scheme for geo, it's very nice. So I would like to extend it to some other classes of objects, see if something similar is true. So it turns out that things also work pretty well for semi-infinite orbits. Yeah. So Okay, so the definition is a semi-infinite orbit in the affine Grassmannian or the affine Flack variety is an orbit of I'm picking a very general neopodent. So NW equals to WN W inverse K. Yeah, so it's an infinite. Yeah, and so these guys, they are related to principal series representations of p-adic groups. And their orbits are infinite dimensional and are indexed by t-fixed points. So yeah, so if you look at its moment map images, like it looks like something like, yeah, I can. Yeah, it looks, if you look at its t-equivariant moment map images, it looks like a cone basically. Yeah, I can. Should I define moment map or moment polytopes or no? Oh, I'm just mentioning that how it looks like visually.
I mean, these orbits, are they still purpose? Can I still think about purpose shifts supported on those orbits
for now? For this, because they are infinite dimensional, so that's a bit harder. Yeah, but yeah, you need to think about something else.
So
but I mean, you are looking at a different you are looking at maybe like you like NW orbit not NW sorry K sorry yeah you're looking at the equivariant purpose with respect to this guy. Yeah, okay, so let me say a theorem. Okay, so theorem. Okay, so there exists. Okay, so first, yeah. First part. Okay, so the special fiber. So I'm looking at. So I just mentioned that in the affine Grassmannian. My semi-infinite orbit, let me denote by SW alpha. So SW, this is an orbit of the NWK, and alpha is a co-weight. A co-weight? Okay, so this is a notation. Okay, so the special fiber limit of a closed semi-infinite orbit. Yeah. Orbit SW alpha is another semi-infinite orbit in the affine Flack variety. So it's SW alpha E. So in the affine Weyl group, there are some elements that are translation elements. So if you take this degeneration, then the limit of a semi-infinite orbit is always going to be the closure of a semi-infinite orbit of a translation element, but not some other elements. Yeah. So where mu e is in the affine Weyl group. Yeah.
So there is no union.
It's. I mean, I'm taking closure. So yeah, it's. Yeah.
There was a union.
Yeah. So on the left, it's like a union of W many closed Weyl Horan orbits, but here it's just one. Yeah. Okay. And also the second part is there exists a global group scheme. Yeah. Group scheme. Yeah. U W. K A one that acts on this family. Yeah. This family, okay. So what this means is that, so like UW, what UWKA1 does is for each point on A1, it maps the formal puncture disk near that point to NW, yeah. And then so I get a global family of this group on this curve, yeah. It doesn't do anything special at the origin. Yeah, it's pretty much a constant family. So one conjecture is that. So one conjecture, so this, for this, I mean, so just now we mentioned that we could possibly say something about a different category of perverse sheaves, but also we can maybe learn something more about the central sheaves over there. So a conjecture is, I have this category, perverse sheaves on on the affine Grassmannian, and I have this nearby cycle functor we were talking about. And also, I mean, in geometric satake, so this category is the same as under like long length, oh, sorry, under geometric satake, it's the representations, right? Highest weight representations for G check. In the case of GLN, it's just GLN, for SLN is PGLN. So I have a weight functor, yeah. Here, so it maps to perverse sheaves on TO of the affine Grassmannian for T, I mean. So it's G, sorry, it's TK. So what this map basically does is maps a representation to a particular weight space. So the conjecture is that this commutes. Yeah, and I think to prove that, I think we will need some of that. Because I think when we were proving like this stuff about weight functors, I think Mikhovich and Velona used like some semi-infinite orbit stuff. So basically we want to show that the Iwahori equivariant perverse sheaves when integrate the center, actually, the central sheaves of Gaiskari when integrated along a semi-infinite orbit that isn't indexed by a translation element, it gives zero. And when integrated along a translation element, it gives the same result as the geoequivariant perverse sheaves. So, sorry, what? I think some of my results could help with that conjecture, but the conjecture was suggested by Xinwen. Yeah, because I told him some of my results and he formulated that. Okay. Any questions so far? No. Okay. Let me talk about something else. Okay.
What S alpha W is?
Oh, S alpha W, sorry, it's an orbit of NWK in the affine Grassmannian indexed by the coweight alpha. Or maybe alpha is a bad notation here. Yeah. Oh, sorry, what is a continuous thing? It's discrete. It's a lattice. So it's discrete, yeah. Indexed by alpha in the Hom space from C star into T. So it is discrete here. What contains the SL? It contains what? Sorry.
Wait,
I've been recommending for tea is the fist that was co-crafter.
Yes, yes, it contains, yeah. This is a discrete set, actually. So sheaves are actually just vector spaces. And so, So yes, this affine Grassmannian is a discrete set indexed by the co-weights, yeah. So that's why it carries representation, theoretic information for G-check. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so let's see. Okay, MB cycles, let's talk about another class of objects. Okay, so this is kind of related to those weight functors. Okay, so an MB cycle, Mikhovich-Vilonen. Cycle S is an irreducible component in the intersection of an geo orbit GR lambda. So lambda is a dominant co-weight. Yeah, lambda indexes the highest weights for G-check. Okay. And a U minus orbit. So and the orbit of N minus K, yeah. And an orbit of N minus K. So I denote this orbit to be S alpha, eta, maybe. Eta is in the co-weight lattice. Yeah. So it's a So, sorry, what? They are finite dimensional. I mean, geo orbits themselves are finite dimensional. So the perverse sheaves on them have a compact support. And these guys, they are finite dimensional. And what's nice about them, they gave a canonical basis for the highest weight representations for G-check. So they are, and their combinatorics is very interesting. Yeah. So also their moment polytopes. Yeah. They are T equivariant. Moment polytopes. Called MV polytopes. Yeah. So it's a very visual way to study these objects. Yeah. Yes. Just to quickly mention, so Kamenetz approved that, who is at Toronto, he, in his thesis, I think, he proved that each MV cycle is an intersection of like W many semi-infinite orbits. Let's say, let me call this S, it's intersection of S, W, mu, W, for some, and he characterized which mu, W it is, yeah. For some mu, W in the co-weight lattice, yeah. So it's a very interesting combinatorial geometric story tied with, like, geometric Satake, which is the first step towards geometric Langlands. Okay, so for me, I studied MV poly, because previously I was studying all the semi-infinite orbits, so I studied the degeneration of these guys so that I could hopefully maybe shift our attention from moment polytopes on the affine Grassmannian to moment polytopes on the affine flag variety. So I see, okay. Okay, So let me quickly, where's the eraser? Not really. I mean, it's not really. So there's just to answer your question. So I didn't really discover in geometric satake for the affine flag, but I just do something else. So I studied the intersection of some Iwahori orbits and U minus orbits in the affine Grassmannian, and then they are related to the weight decomposition of Dimajou modules. So like the B modules in the highest weight rep. So that might have that might become an analog for geometric satake, but I'm not sure if there's anything to be done about affine flag. Yeah.
I mean, this should be line defects on a surface defect.
What is the
another surface defect at the same time.
Oh, so it has a physics interpretation, though.
That goes flat, but now what becomes with some tooth. The tooth sitting on the surface defect, mostly it is the first shifts on the flat. But with some on the defect and less certain. Right.
Okay, maybe let me just continue this. Maybe I'll ask you more about that later. Yeah. So just another definition. Okay. So a generalized ME cycle in the affine flag variety. It's an irreducible component. Yeah. Of an Iwahori orbit and a U minus orbit. Yeah. Sorry, of M minus K and Iwahori orbit. And an orbit of N minus K. Yeah. So, I mean, MV cycles are obviously very useful for geometric satake, but these guys, their geometric properties are closely related to some other classes objects called affine dealing Lustig varieties. So if we can understand their properties like dimensions, non-emptiness better, then we can understand some other classes of objects better, yeah. And a theorem is that, and it turns out that once I do this degeneration, the ME cycles, the limits are very closely related to these guys. So, theorem. So the special fiber limit of an ME cycle is contained in and agree with in some special cases. Yeah. In some special cases, a union of certain generalized ME cycles. Yeah, I'm putting lots of technical conditions under the rug. So. So which means that whatever we know about the limits, because as I mentioned at the beginning, I know all this like lattice pictures of degeneration, so I can get a hand on their limits, and then that could shed light on certain generalized MV cycles, because these intersections do not behave as nicely. And another thing is, another theorem is, yeah, because as I mentioned, I'm interested in Mohmann polytopes that came from the affine flag variety. So I want to say that the special fiber limit of an MV cycle S equals to intersection of this is the characterization given by Chemnitz that I mentioned. It's contained in another, in something that looks very similar. S prime equals to intersection W. It's another intersection of semi-infinite orbits here. W corresponding to translation elements. So moreover, they all of them have the same dimension. I proved this by examining the polytopes very carefully, because the polytopes carry certain geometric information like dimensions. But yeah, so anyway, so the dimension of S prime equals to the dimension of the limit of S equals dimension of limit of S here. Yeah. Okay. And second, the number of irreducible components let me call this special fiber limit S tilde. Both components of S tilde is bounded below here. Yeah. Below by the number of vertices of the Mohmann polytope here, of S here, of the MV polytope for S. For S, and is bounded above by first a number of components in S prime. Sorry. And second, a number of certain like convex polytopes in P, which we'll examine. Okay. Certain convex polytopes in P. Yeah, sorry, in the Mohmann polytope P, yeah. In the MV polytope, yeah. I will show it by example what this means, yeah. I mean, so this kind of results, they probably have less to do with sheaves, but they will have more to do with like affine Schubert calculus, because I also did some of the degeneration for Schubert varieties, and then this kind of number of irreducible components show up as like very interesting coefficients, combinatorial coefficients. Okay, let me just show some examples. Yeah, can I have the screen done? Okay. Sorry, it's taking a few minutes. Okay, so So now we are looking at the group SL3. Okay, so GSL3. And then I'm looking inside the geo orbit, alpha, beta be the two simple coroutes. And then, so we are looking at GR alpha plus beta. So its moment polytope is going to be a hexagon. And this is a particular MV cycle. This is also an affine Schubert variety. So the triangle, it's moment polytope. And after the degeneration, because it's T equivariant, the exterior shape of the polytope stays the same, but the polytope undergoes some kind of decomposition, and then I end up with three different irreducible components. So this is also a very famous degeneration for P2, I think. And then with three, and each of the three different vertices gave rise to a new irreducible component. Let me show a different example. Okay. And this one, no, not this one. Yeah. Okay, in this case, and this is a three-dimensional scheme. In this geo orbit is four-dimensional. This is a three-dimensional scheme, and it looks like, yeah, and it has, so each different color of the polytope corresponds to a new correspond to a different irreducible component. In this case, so the lower bound is four, so I have an irreducible component for each of this vertices. And there's one. This is a ordinary flag variety that sits in the middle. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's a new phenomenon. Okay. One last thing. Okay, so this is the degeneration of the geo orbit we talked about at the beginning. So as I mentioned, each of this vertex corresponds to an element of the Weyl group, and then each of this different polytope of a different color corresponds to a closed Iwahori orbit. Yeah. So that's what Zhu has obtained here previously. Yeah. So that's one. Yeah, and So I'm working on a few different things. On one hand, I want to think more about sheaves, but on the other hand, I do want to maybe characterize these polytopes that show up in my research more carefully. Yeah. So that's the, yeah, okay, I think, yeah, that's all I want.
Same thing about the number theory problem that you was.
What?
Do you get any new insights into the number theory problems with Shimura
variations? No, it doesn't. I mean, so I think these guys are related to, so that their geometric properties are related to like affine Delindreau stick variety. So they are related to number theory. But otherwise, I think the polytopes it seems that they are tying more with like affine Schubert calculus, because I was also working on this degeneration for Iwahori orbits, and I'm discovering, I mean, Iwahori orbits do not behave well in a sheaf theoretic sense, but they do seem to yield interesting results in a different direction. Yeah, because varieties, affine Schubert variety, they generate the cohomology of the affine Grassmann. So they are interesting phenomena, maybe on the level of cohomology.
Other questions?
Okay, yeah, thank you.